Morning Motivation is brought to you by The Great Discovery. The Great Discovery is an exciting new e-learning and e-earning platform allowing experts to connect with audiences around the world in over 20 languages. Link in the show notes for details. Would you like to know the very best way to make me doubt how good you are? Tell me how good you are. Bluster, bravado, aggressive confidence. These are things that tell me that someone is insecure. Now, they may still be good at what they do, but it still makes me doubt their own actual confidence. If you have to tell me you're confident, I know you're not confident. I recently met someone who was full of bluster and bravado, and I was thinking, maybe this guy's actually this confident? No. Nope, he's not. In fact, thinking this guy was tough, He also was a little bit abrasive, you know, he'd joke with you in kind of a tough way, so I gave it back. He gave it to me, I gave it back, and I hurt his feelings. Literally, he said I hurt his feelings. If somebody is coming forward to you, coming at you aggressively, it's not because they're confident. It's not because they know they've got it. It's because they worry that if you push past their confident veneer, and confidence is the wrong word, if you push back past their arrogant veneer, they are worried that you're gonna see what's behind it. I used to sell life insurance. And when I sold life insurance, what I loved to hear at the door, my favorite phrase to hear at the door was, "We're not buying anything." If you're hitting me with a no before I even get into your house, I'm gonna sell you. Because you know that you gotta hit me hard and fast, otherwise I'm gonna push past your meager defenses and you're just gonna fold like a deck of cards. And sure enough, the people who said, "I'm not buying anything, we'll hear what you gotta say, but we're not gonna do anything," they had no objections past that point. That was the last time they said no to anything, and they signed right up. Same thing with people who've got that bravado and that arrogance. They've got that veneer of arrogance because they know if you can see through that veneer of arrogance, you will see their fears, their insecurities, and their worries, and their doubts plain to bear because they got nothing covering it up. They could be great at what they do. They could be amazing. They could be rock star producers. But for whatever reason, they're not feeling that, which is why they have to tell you how amazing they are. Now, don't get this mixed up. Sometimes you do have to share how good you are at what you do. I tell people I'm a connector and networker, and I tell people I'm pretty good at it, because otherwise, how are they going to know? I mean, they're going to know because they've heard about me sometimes. But if I don't share that, how are they going to know? But there's a difference between that and saying, "Well, I'm the greatest connector of all time. You know, I'm amazing. I am fantastic. You got nothing to fear working with me because I am amazing." Big difference there. And if you are blustering, ask yourself why. What are you hiding behind your bluster and bravado? I am really excited about The Great Discovery. If you haven't heard about it yet, The Great Discovery is a new kind of e-learning platform. What sets it apart is an affiliate system where every teacher and every learner is incentivized to promote any content. Add to that an AI-driven marketing funnel creation system, a robust community, and AI technology that will translate your voice in over 20 languages with a push of a button. Seriously, you should see the video of me speaking German. For more information, visit morningmotivation.fun/TGD or hit the link in the show notes.